After stops in 48 cities and 23 states, the Tea Party Express rolled to a stop just blocks from the White House. The Washington rally coincided with tax deadline day in the United States, the day Americans must file their income tax returns with the government. Tea Party Express organizer Amy Kramer addressed a crowd of several thousand people on Pennsylvania Avenue and predicted the movement would bring change to Washington in November's midterm congressional elections.
We have a message for them. They may not listen to us now, but I guarantee you they'll listen to us in November when we vote the bums out.
Tea Party supporters want to cut taxes, government spending, and the federal budget deficit. They also oppose President Obama and Democratic congressional leaders, and many want to repeal the recently passed health care reform law. Congressional Republicans who spoke at the rally eagerly welcomed Tea Party supporters.
Thanks for coming to the Devil's City to help us do the Lord's work.
That's Senator Saxby Chambliss, a Republican from Georgia. Chambliss and other Republicans hope to tap the energy of the Tea Party movement to sweep them to victory over Democrats in the congressional midterm elections.
And that in November, we turn out in record numbers to show this administration that we are serious about spending, that we are serious about tax reform, and that we are serious about bringing common sense back to the United States of America.
The Washington rally drew Tea Party supporters from across the country, including Harlow Hansen from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
I'm here to protest what the government's doing to us, taking our freedoms away, spending way too much money, ramming these things down the throat of the people without their consent.
But not everyone on hand welcomed the Tea Party Express.
They're all racist.
Is it because they're white or because they disagree with the black president?
It's because they're afraid of a black president and they think
he's
going to...
No, they're afraid.
A lawyer from nearby Maryland who did not want to give his name engaged in an impromptu debate with Tea Party supporters and later expressed concern about some of their rhetoric.
And I just don't get what makes the Tea Party tick. I don't understand it. They think they're Americans. They think they're upholding the Constitution. And they're literally suggesting that violent acts be undertaken against the government.
A new New York Times CBS News poll found that Tea Party followers tend to be white, male, older than 45, conservative in outlook, and usually vote Republican. The Times poll found that 18% of Americans now identify themselves as Tea Party supporters. Among them, 90% disapprove of President Obama, and roughly the same percentage believes that Mr. Obama is moving the country towards socialism. In addition to Washington, numerous Tea Party anti-tax rallies were held around the country Thursday. The Tea Party movement takes its name and inspiration from the Boston Tea Party of 1773, when American colonists dumped tea in a Boston harbor to protest taxes imposed by ruling Britain. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.